This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palpeth. Thousands of Cubans protested Sunday in the largest anti-government demonstrations in decades. People expressed frustrations with the economic crisis and the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Protesters chanted slogans calling for freedom, liberty, and unity as they marched in the capital, Havana. Police eventually broke up the march while making some arrests. Demonstrators also turned out in San Antonio de los Baños near Havana, voicing their anger about long lines for food, cuts in electricity, and trouble with the supply of medicine. Cuba is also experiencing its worst phase of the coronavirus pandemic. Health officials report a record more than 6,900 new infections and 47 deaths on Sunday. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel visited San Antonio de los Baños on Sunday, acknowledging that people had turned out to express their frustration. But he blamed the unrest on a Cuban-American mafia social media campaign. He also blamed the United States, which under former President Donald Trump reimposed a trade embargo on Cuba. Pfizer says it plans to meet with top U.S. health officials Monday to discuss the drug maker's request for a federal authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. Its statement comes as President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor acknowledged that it is entirely conceivable, maybe likely, that booster shots will be needed in the coming months. Last week, Pfizer asserted that booster shots would be needed within 12 months, drawing a rebuttal from U.S. officials saying booster shots were not needed at this time. On Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci didn't rule out the possibility, but said it was too soon for the government to recommend another shot. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. general leading the war in Afghanistan will relinquish command on Monday. That's according to U.S. officials. It's a symbolic end to America's longest conflict, even as Taliban insurgents gain momentum. Austin Miller will become America's last four-star general on the ground in Afghanistan in a ceremony in Kabul that will come ahead of a formal end to the military mission there on August 31st. While the ceremony may offer some sense of closure for U.S. veterans who served in Afghanistan, it's unclear whether it will succeed in reassuring the Western-backed Afghan government, as the Taliban press ground offenses that have given them more control of territory than any time since the conflict began. The Biden administration has upheld a Trump-era rejection of nearly all significant Chinese maritime claims in the South China Sea. The administration also warned China that any attack on the Philippines in the Flashpoint region would draw a response under a mutual defense treaty. The stern message came in a statement released late Sunday ahead of this week's fifth anniversary of an international tribunal's ruling in favor of the Philippines against China's maritime claims around the Spratly Islands and the neighboring reefs and shoals. Authorities searching for victims of a deadly collapse in the U.S. state of Florida say they hope to conclude their painstaking work in the coming weeks as a team of first responders from Israel departed the site. Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said Sunday that 90 deaths have now been confirmed. Among them are 71 bodies that have been positively identified, and their next of kin has been notified. Some 31 people remain missing. Crews continue to search the remaining pile of rubble, peeling layer after layer of debris in search of bodies. Miami-Dade County Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky said it was uncertain when recovery operations would be completed. European vacationers had hoped this year's Northern Hemisphere summer would be largely free of travel restrictions, but countries across Southern Europe are now scrambling to reimpose pandemic curbs amid alarm at rising cases of the Delta variant. That's a highly contagious coronavirus strain first detected in India. Spain, Portugal, Greece, Cyprus, and Malta were among the first countries to start reopening this year, but now they are tightening entry restrictions on vacationers who have not received both jabs of the most used vaccines. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. VOA News.